everything about reality TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more details, information, social media, much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Reality TV. I'm your host, Chris the Entertainment Man. Welcome to another podcast, guys. I know I'm kind of all over the place this week. I apologize. I tried yesterday. I just didn't have the time, and I was traveling from here to Toronto and going to the Friday afternoon, a Good Friday service in Toronto, and you know, I had to go all the way to, I think, almost the almost middle of Toronto, like Queen and Power Street or whatever, to St. Paul's. So I couldn't have a chance to do it yesterday. I was going to do it. I was working on episodes last night and, you know, getting things ready, but didn't get to it. So today will be a double upload. If not today, I'll do one today, one tomorrow. But I'm going to definitely work hard within the next few hours to get some of the content done and over with. That way I can enjoy tomorrow, have a day off, relax, be me, be with the family, cook, and, you know, spend a good Easter with everybody. So, they did the recap as usual. They recap what happened in the last week, who got evicted, and all that. And then William said if he didn't win HOH, his side would be, you know, in trouble. Dre said that they could go on the other side of the house. Bruno said that they're not close to William or talking. He's not close to William. He's not talking game with him. They don't really talk. They don't really, you know, talk with each other. And then, I guess this is the best. Constantly, you know, the game is constantly changing. She's always, you know, thinking. When she's asleep, she will always think game as well to what the next situation is, how you do the next move. Ika told Bruno he is going to make sure Bruno isn't going to go on the block. Dylan said he was pissed he didn't win HOH. He wasn't happy. So, Emily wrote 79. She just couldn't believe it that she wrote 79 down. She was kind of questioning, why the hell did I actually write 79 down? I should have wrote something a little higher or whatever. You know, she should have written something a little higher, but she didn't. And that was probably one of the downfalls, right? That she didn't write it and that kind of screwed things up. So Dylan didn't know where William's head was at. Emily and him were going to put William up. He's, you know, okay, so Emily and him were saying, yep, William's going to put us up, and we're definitely going up on the block at this point. So that meaning that yeah, they're going to go on the block. They're in trouble, pretty much. Okay, so talking about he wanted to smash his board. Ika said, thank goodness he won and she is safe. Then being in the middle is kind of dangerous. It is, because look at last year. We had the brothers were in the middle. I think Kelsey from last season was in the middle as well. So was Joel. I think also so was Tim and Joel as well were in the middle. There was a bunch of them in the middle. So definitely, yeah, playing the middle can be dangerous. It can be very dangerous. But, you know, sometimes you got to take that risk in the game of Survivor. Big Brother. Oh, jeez. So Dre said also, she said that Dre will have a big influence on William, big time. She'll kind of get in his ear on who to put up and who should go next. So obviously, she will have a very, very big influence on him. Definitely with the next nominations. So she also going to have to go and get to work, you know, kind of, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? She's going to have to go and say, like, just make sure it's not her, first of all. And then also maybe suggest somebody to put up on the block. Dre, okay, so Dre said to Karen, can't be comfortable in this game. Definitely not. You can't be comfortable in this game. Then Dre was talking with Karen about William. Also talking about his HOH. And then, of course, they were talking about his HOH room and saying that they'll be kissing some ass as well with him this week. So he's going to be, everybody's going to be knocking on his door and doing a little ass kissing during the week. So it'll be interesting. It was really interesting to see. Aika and Dre were talking about who they want to get out next. Aika's kind of said Jackie, possibly, because nobody really likes her. Dre said maybe some big players, Bruno and Kevin. If they don't go after Cindy, they will not go after them. Same with Bruno and Kevin. If they don't go after those guys, then she's safe. And then Dre, William, and Aika were talking. William mentioned putting up Emily and Dylan. Aika mentioned Jackie and Dylan. Everyone else in the house already, you know, already hates her at this point. And it's an easy, I don't know if you would call it an easy vote out, but I mean, it's there. You know, it's a vote, pretty much. It is, it's just like a vote for, you know, it's an easy nomination, but you can't really say that because you can also go after stronger players as well. So you don't really know what will happen. So, okay. So Aika told Bruno, Jackie, and Dylan. Jackie is hated in the house. Bruno was happy and then let them on, you know, let them do the, also, she said, let them do the ass kissing. Also, or Emily and Dylan would be the other option to put up on the block at this time. It would be Emily and Dylan would be the second option on what to, you know, to put up on the block. So, let's go. So, moving on here. Sorry, I'm kind of a foot away from putting my notes on the ledge there. Okay, so nothing like recording a podcast and being a little distance away. Okay, so, I said so already, sorry. Karen said she did not, okay, so obviously they did a challenge. So, where the heck did I not write down? Okay, I'm lost here. Alright, so yeah, they show William's HOH room. I threw my notes away when I wasn't done with that page. I got Easter on the mind right now. Sorry, guys. If I sound so confused right now, I apologize. I got Easter on the mind. I'm going to be cooking Easter dinner tomorrow. I've already started today, hence this is kind of late being posted up. But, okay, so William's HOH room, pictures, video from home. Karen called to the DR. So, obviously, when someone's called the DR, you know, something's happening. Something is definitely going to happen when that happens. You get called to the DR, you know something is going to happen. You know something's always going to happen when you get called to the DR, especially. So, they had to throw secret mission, obviously. They came in. They saw alcohol in there. So it was a secret admission from Big Brother. They must throw a party, get 7 house guests to give an item of clothing. If they are successful doing it, then the tiki party would continue. And if they are, and they are has for the week, pretty straightforward, great reward, obviously. But if they are not successful, Kevin and Karen will be the haves have-nots for the week, which sucks. So Kevin and Karen announced it to the house guest, the house, that they're having a party without them knowing it's a secret mission, obviously. Karen tried to get Cindy's shoes. She said, I can't go upstairs unless I have socks on, obviously. And Karen, Karen tried to get socks. Kevin went into the hot tub. And then, of course, she got his hat. She finally got the shoes, I think, from Cindy, I believe. So, obviously, she got one. And then Kevin was in the hot tub. She got his hat. Kevin got Brindle's shorts, obviously. I don't remember exactly. I should have wrote down what exactly they said. But he got his shorts, obviously. I don't know. You know what happens when you drink a lot. That's what happens. Oh, complete mass chaos happens in the house. And then Karen said they're not drunk enough. And they need more drinks for everybody. She went in. Dylan gave her his sweater. And then Kevin and William were kissing in the, I think it was in the HOH room. And then now came more. So, and then William got, so he got William's sweater because he was cold. Elk came more drinks. Dimitri took off his shirt. Obviously, he went topless, obviously. And then Ika took off her bra. She just pulled it out. She just ripped it out from underneath. That was pretty funny. I'm like, how can she do that? I was like, wow. Ika's Ika. I know. I love Ika. I know I was cursing and swearing at her watching this week's episode, finishing up watching this week's episode. And I was not happy with some of the things. But some of the things that she said, I'm thinking, oh, that is Ika. That is Ika in a nutshell. That she's still the same Ika as she was back in season 2. She's still the same. She's not changed. So Kevin, they went in. They were successful. Kevin told them that it was a secret mission. They were successful. And everyone that would be interesting, having everybody have knots for the week. You can imagine the complete misery behind that. Everyone was has for the week. Dre was worried William spent too much time with Kevin. She wants him and Bruno up on the block. So obviously, Dre's working. Dre is definitely working William through putting him up on the block. Putting the two big power, the player, big power players, Kevin and Bruno up. I don't want Kevin up. I don't think I want Bruno up either. You know, I don't think I want Bruno up at all. I don't think I want Bruno up at all either. And then Kevin said he has had a little, he has a little mini news on his finger. Kevin said he wouldn't tell anyone anything. So obviously, William is refusing to say anything to people about his nominations. And also, who he would put up on the block, Bruno, Emily, and Dylan, were kind of, I think, in his head, he was thinking Bruno, Emily, or Dylan would be, you know, on the list of who he would put up on the block. So, obviously, he's got a few ideas on who he is going to be putting up on the block. So, also, he would have to wait until tomorrow to the next day to find out they have to wait until tomorrow to find out who is going up on the block. So, Emily and Dylan talking. And he told her that he has major feelings for her. She said it would be that they would be like a duo, and they could be bad for the game. Of course, you know, couples are always a big threat, especially when it comes to the game of Big Brother. Also, even especially in Survivor too, as well. In the game of Survivor, it can and probably is very dangerous thing to be a power duel, especially, or a couple, because then you are, you know, you're vulnerable of being voted out or evicted as well if you're on Big Brother. So she wants to cuddle, but everyone would, you know, figure out that they are a couple. They are a, you know, a duo, and they are working together, and you know, they would be in trouble. Like, they would be in a lot of trouble if that was the case. So, okay. Kevin said to Dylan, possibly Jackie would go up. Drace has a big say in the game, obviously. So she's kind of like the, I guess you could say, puppet master of William. She's pulling the strings of William, I would probably say. And she has a lot of say, you know. She does have a lot of say on what goes on in the, like, especially in her and his nominations as well. So, of course, where was I? I'm lost here. Okay, so Dre said, don't believe anything that he says. So, obviously, do not believe what Kevin is saying at this point. Like, just don't believe anything that he's saying. He's just saying it because just to, you know, help him get further in the game, obviously. So, and Kevin likes you, but it's not real. Obviously, this relationship is kind of, I don't know, she would say, you would call it fake. But, you know, he was kind of using William to, you know, get further in the game. Also, they also have to get more information on what's going on as well. So, and then Bruno, Dylan, Emily, and Jackie talking about the back, or kind of talking in the back door. Garage door opens for a challenge. They must create the Kraft Dinner peanut butter. Not Kraft Dinner. The Kraft peanut butter. What do we call it? Taste bowl. It was like a Kraft peanut butter. It was like a ball. It's just a big ball. It has like different flavors in it. They will have to give it to the taster. Whoever wins gets a reward for the whole house. One of them was chili flakes and prunes. That doesn't sound too appetizing. Drake put peanut butter and oats. Obviously, yeah, we know peanut butter and oats do go together. Obviously, they are kind of a protein together. Cindy put colored sprinkles for her personality. And then they had a rainbow snack bit. That's what it's called. It's called a snack bit. And then Dimitri's guest, Aika. And then the Joker snack bit was Emily. And then the snack bit was Dimitri. And then sprinkle of protein was Dylan. Though it was... They thought it was him. It was. I think it was. And then the snap bit from Kevin was coffee ground and prunes. Yuck. That's kind of gross. If you're thinking about it, that is kind of gross in a way. And then the first one was Cindy, and then Aika, Emily, and then Dimitri, and then Dylan, and then Karen were the six snap bits that they made. And they had to guess. And they got them all right. And they got a campfire and sleepover in the backyard. So they can have like s'mores and all that. So they had the marshmallow, snack bit, but it was more like a marshmallow s'more. Emily said that they are going to be good friends afterwards. Dylan said it's an honor to, you know, be in the Big Brother house. Kevin said social media made him a better person. And then Bruno, he'll be walking out as a better person after the game is over. And then Dimitri were, Dmitry said he is more open being in the house now. And if they would... Okay, so after they were taking out Emily, Dylan would be revengeful. They have to go get Emily out of the house. So, you know, I think it would be better to get Emily out at this point. And then they have to get... Sorry, and then Bruno, Jackie, Emily. If Bruno has, ever talked game with him as well. Kind of questioning if they ever talked game with him. If they want... They went... Okay, so if they went in, he would be on the block. If he won HOH, he would be on the block. Jackie talked to William. Dre is his number one and not her, you know, tunnel vision. Then William, you know, said a lot about Jackie. He had a lot of words. And everyone is in his ear. Everyone is in his ear. And then she should be up. Bruno talked to William. He told that if he keeps him safe, that he will keep him safe. So obviously, if you keep me safe, I'll keep you safe. Meaning, you will not go on the block. You will be safe. And, you know, we'll be cool. The nomination, the shortlist was Dylan. Never talked game with the power couple with Emily. Emily never talked game. Cannot work. Cannot trust him. Cannot work with him. Jackie said if she won each way, she would go after Dre, Ika, or Dimitri's. And then Bruno's never talked game. You know, wanted to work with him, but can't trust him. And, you know, voted to evict Dre, obviously. First nominee was Dylan. Second nominee was Emily. Dylan and Emily did not come up and talk game with him. So, obviously, that is the reason why he is on the block. They're on the block. So, going into the POV, Dylan is, you know, friends with everybody. Emily cannot be trusted. Emily said that she is going to fight to stay. Dylan said he is, he's gonna, Dylan said he's, been a target since, Dylan is pissed off, and he's been a target since day one, and, he's been on the block, I think, twice now, too. I believe both of them have actually been on the block twice over the course of the time. They've done it once, they can do it again. So obviously they can get themselves off the block. And then he said that it is, so original, you know, putting us up on the block. Hope that they don't come out off the block. I said, you hope you don't have to get off the block because we're coming after you. He told Emily, we have to go hard for the PLV. Bruno said to Netta that it was a close one. It was a close one. Obviously, it was a very close one. And I said, Ika did some work. Some of the work. Dylan said to William, he is mad. And if he won HOH, he would be putting him up. William said, do you want to talk? Dylan said, manipulating minds in the house. They were on his side, but they will stab you in the back like in a second. Said one person who will be close to you will stab you in the back pretty quick. And then the POV picks were six people. That's the HOH, two nominees, and three others by random draw. And then Dylan said, are you going to go for it? Will you take Emily off? She said, I don't know. I would love to, but no. I guess the answer was no. The answer was a big no on that. So, let's go right into... Okay. Dylan then asked, who would he put up? Who would you put up? Jackie? Possibly putting up Jackie as a replacement nominee. William said, are you playing with her? He said, no. And then Michael Bell came in, and I don't know who Michael Bell is, but his voice sounds so familiar. He might have been in the Brick commercials, if I'm corrected. But he almost sounds like the guy that did the voiceover for Big Brother Canada that says, "Previously on Big Brother Canada." I'm kind of imagining the voice. Almost sounds similar, but maybe not. But, I mean, I think Michael Bell did commercials for The Brick, doing the Brick commercials on TV that you see. So PLV was flip it to win it. And so they will have to be, they'll be paired up. They have to pick who they play against each time. They must go in the showroom, courtesy of The Brick, flip the ones that were shown on the question. Like, they're going to ask questions, and then, they're not questions, but they're going to kind of show, like, a slideshow of different, furniture from The Brick, and then they have to flip the proper one, and if they can get as many as they can right, they move on, and in the second round, whoever gets it correctly will move on to the final round, and the final round will win the Power Veto and a $5,000 gift card from The Brick. William got picked first. He picked Dylan. Sorry, yeah, William got picked first. He picked Dylan because he wants to, get Dylan out first because he's good at physical comps but not mental. Dylan said that he is good both mental and physical comps. So they only had 90 seconds. William got 7 out of 8. And Dylan got them all correct. And then Emily said, very impressive. Round 2, Karen picked Kevin. Karen took her sweet time. Said slow and steady is good. And feeble is the way to do it. Obviously, I guess maybe referring to her being older. But, older. You're more older. You're more wiser, technically. Karen got 5 out of 8. Kevin said 7 out of 8. Kevin is moving on. Dre picked Emily. They want to kick her off of the competition, so they're not. She's not in the final round, obviously. And then Emily, had a good moment there. Sorry. And so Emily is, Emily did well. She had a good momentum there. Dre got 6 out of 8. Emily got 7 out of 8. She moved on. Emily picked Kevin. He wants him out of the competition, so it's her and Dylan in the final round. Kevin locked in. Emily had 30 seconds left. So, meaning she would have to hurry the heck up. And then Kevin got 9 out of 10. Emily also got 9 out of 10, but because Kevin rang in first, he won, so he moved on. Dylan said, throw the competition, he'll give him $2,500. I don't know if that's against the rules of Big Brother. I don't know. Nothing was really said. And then Kevin kind of had his poker face on. He doesn't know, whether he's going to do it or not. And then either before the sofa or after the red sofa would be the ones that they would pick. They had 2 minutes. Dylan got 11 out of 12 items correct. Kevin got 11 out of 12 items correct, but buzzed in first, so he won the power of veto. Kevin got to, get a little bit more money on his gift card, $10,000, by flipping the 3 gulch cushions with the windmill on it, sign on it. Kevin won the $10,000 gift card and the power of veto as well. Dylan said that so Dylan and Emily were talking. They're talking to Kevin right now. They're going to go talk to Kevin right now. Emily, Dylan, and Kevin are talking of how Dylan got 11 out of 12. So kind of, icebreaker to the whole conversation. Are you going to use the power of veto on him? Dylan asked Kevin, is he going to use it? Kevin said he'll talk later, pretty much. Dylan said, not sure. You know, I think Dylan was not sure. Dylan was not really positively sure. Kevin said, probably not. We will talk after. And then Dylan told Emily that he said to Kevin he would pay him $2,500 to throw the veto. Dylan said he was shocked he didn't even use it. And then he said he didn't take that offer. Like, he would pay him $2,500 to throw the veto. I don't know if that's against the rules at all. Like, I just don't know. That's a good question. And I would have to talk to production. I would have to, you know, email production and ask them, is that actually allowed to give $2,500? I don't know. Like, that's the thing. I don't know. I no clue if it's allowed. So, Kevin said, so Dylan told Emily, he said to Kevin he would pay him I was already there. Okay, so moving on here. Kevin said he would like to keep Dylan as he would be good for the game, for his game, obviously. But, you know, then you're keeping a big physical threat in the game at this point. All right, so Dylan said he's still pissed. However, he said they can still be boys and use the power veto on him. And this game is so twisted. It is. Because don't forget, when you're in this game, it does a heck of a lot to you. It does. It messes up your head. It does. And I wouldn't know because I've never been in the Big Brother house ever in my lifetime. I have never really, you know, been in the Big Brother house. So I wouldn't know what it's like. But the game can be very twisted. And it does. I've heard this from other house guests. It does this to a lot of people. It does a lot to the people. And I think Pilar or Peely from season 3, I don't have the actual interview handy because I don't have it anymore. I wish I did. I would have put it up on the audio only section, but I don't. I think she told me that the game does so much to you, you know, I think. If I'm corrected, I don't remember. I'm going to double check. I might ask her. I might going to tweet her and ask her that question, maybe. But, yeah. The game does a lot to you, obviously. You know, it's so twisted. There's so much going on. You know, and especially after the game, you do have to decompress after such a busy, busy amount of time. Even doing these podcasts after, like, a season. And I don't have anything for a few weeks to a month, you know, or I'm down to once a week, which is going to be happening in May. Let me just say that. With Amazing Race still running until June. But I'll have more time to kind of, you know, decompress myself, you know, relax and breathe. Because it's just three podcasts a week is a lot. So I do, usually after a season, I do a lot of decompressing time. And that's what they need to do in the game as well. Like, they need to, after the game, they have to decompress and, you know, get back to the real world and all that. But I don't know why I'm comparing that, my podcast, to that anyways. So, obviously, Dylan went out. Like I said, garage door open. And there was drinks, gifts from home, as it was Dre's, Cindy's, and Bruno's birthday. Dylan kind of went out afterwards after seeing Bruno's card from his family's kids. He had a little emotional moment. I can say, are you okay? He's just missing the real life. He misses his family as well. And then kind of saying, we all do, and we all miss him. Karen said, everybody is a bunch of babies, suck it up. Like I said, Dre likes, you know, lying. And Emily and Dylan were kind of talking as well. They're chatting about something. I don't remember what it was. And also, it was time to take Bruno out of this. They were mentioning it's time to take Bruno out of this game. And, you know, I think he's next to go. Dre said he's going to going to tell Kevin that they're putting up Jackie, but they are really going to put up Bruno. So obviously that is kind of like that will kind of probably raise a red flag with Kevin. I think I know Kevin probably say, "Oh, that doesn't sound right. So something doesn't seem right. You know, something doesn't really seem right." And yeah, doesn't really sound right, and he's gonna probably question that as well. He's gonna like, do I really believe that, or do I not really believe that? That's a lot of questions that I was raising when I was watching the episode. My eyebrows kind of did the Phil Colgan, the eyebrows kind of raised, thinking, I don't know if this is true or not. Dre wants to use, wants Kevin to use the power veto, obviously to get Bruno up. William's pissed. Kevin is using him. He wants to wants him to use the power veto and put his number one up, Bruno. And then William talked to Kevin last night. Was long, as you know, they were. Last night was a long night, as well, and. Also, who would Kevin say, who would you go after? Like, who would you go after? Dre. William said Jack. Sorry. Who would Dre go after? William said Jackie. He should use it. So, obviously, we're convincing Kevin at this point to use the power of veto on one of the two nominees, either whether it's Dylan or Emily. I think they were more going after Dylan, I think. For using the power veto on Dylan. I think that's what the original plan was, to use the power veto on Dylan. So if he uses the veto, he's going to get Dylan, you know, the trust back. Jackie goes up, and Dylan is like a shield for his protection. So obviously if the house will kind of think, okay, you know what, Dylan's more of a threat. Let's get him out first. And then get Kevin out next, obviously. And then Jackie will be also blindsided. William said, Kevin, Kevin's his boy toy. You're my boy toy, obviously. And then fatal ceremony, close to, Emily and Dylan are close to each other, but kind of scared someone will backdoor. He will be pretty well screwed if he does use it, because they might put up Bruno. So Kevin decided not to use the power of veto. Crazy weak. He just wants to respect the nominations. And then, of course, William's little last attempt to say, Kevin, you little liar. Obviously, I didn't lie, you know? Oh, yeah, you have to lie in the game, obviously. Oh, yeah, he did lie. But, I mean, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, I think, yeah, you have to lie in the game, obviously. You do have to lie one way or the other in this game. Like, you can't go a full game playing a nice, smart, clean game. Sometimes you have to lie. Even the, let's put in, for example, Evil Dick Donato. Yeah, okay, I'm going a long way back over 10 seasons ago. About 10 seasons ago, Evil Dick, who won the season, he lied. He was rude to everybody. He was a complete a-hole to everybody, and he won. It could be in a similar kind of situation with Kevin. You never know. And Kevin is my number one pick. Regardless, I want Kevin to win. And I've made it clear on Twitter. I even replied to one of Peely's tweets. I said, Kevin is my number one pick to win. I want him to win this time around. I want him to go all the way and win. And he's still there. He's currently still in the house at this point of time. So going into the nomination ceremony episode, eviction episode, which we already know, and I've already knew from last week that it was going to be a double eviction this week. Obviously, so Rissa said, with this being a double eviction, one will be the starter jury. The first member of the jury. So they did the recap And then the first person that was voted out would go home. Home, home, not jury. Home, home. And then the second person to be voted out will be going to jury. So the first person, first member of the jury. William said, fuck you, Kevin. Sorry, language, I know. F you, Kevin. I'll just say F you, Kevin. So, obviously, William's pissed. William is pissed. He is really, really pissed off at this point in time. He is very, very, very pissed off at Kevin. I can just tell him by the language. And then Kevin said he felt like something would happen if he did use the power veto. Bruno says Ryan died in the game is number one. Emily said didn't, you know, he did, it didn't, okay, so Emily said, it didn't, I guess she did, it didn't kind of, she wasn't too happy that, the power veto wasn't used. Obviously, Dylan is her, you know, loyal friend in the house, number one. Dylan was pissed off and cursing, complaining, why didn't the veto get used? Obviously, he was just not happy. He's been pissed off for the last little while, of what happened, like why the veto wasn't used. And, you know, he was really, really pissed off. He was I guess he wasn't very happy on what happened. At all. Like, he wasn't really happy on what went on, like, why that power veto was used. You know, that's Kevin's choice. That is Kevin's big choice. That is Kevin's choice to use the power veto or not. So, you know, it is his choice. It's his veto. Like, what's it called? It hit, like, Johnny said in season 3. This is my power veto. I'll do what I want with that veto. So, and Emily wants to believe Bruno, but wishes he used the veto on one of them. Bruno said, you know, they didn't know who was going to be put up. Kevin comes in. Emily said if he was on the block, he would use the power veto. So if one of them were on the block, they would have used the veto on him, obviously. And they would go after him. Kevin talking about William, that he chickened out. William said he screwed him, pretty much. Kevin pretty well screwed him over. Emily went to talk to her alliance, and everyone, you know, stood there quiet. So nobody said a damn thing what was going on. And then Netta said to her speech was throwing everyone under the bus. Arguing that she wants Jackie up and didn't know who the replacement would be. So a lot of arguing, a lot of bickering going on at this point in time. Then I said throwing Kevin under the bus, and Emily could have rallied her to stay today, obviously. And also she is going to fight to stay and change the way she plays the game. Bruno said to Dylan that he had a big fight with him and wants to patch up things. And Bruno said Dylan deserves to stay in the game. He's going to stay in the house. And he's going to pretty well rally up the votes for Dylan to stay. And then, of course, Dylan is a big presence in this house. And he wants the house to look at him first, not Bruno or Kevin. And I said, okay, so you don't have to campaign. And of course, there was a lesson from Boxing King, a.k.a. Dylan. Dylan gave some boxing lessons to the house, kind of to get their mind off the game, pretty much. Of course, Kevin was punching him in the stomach during the lesson. And they really sucked because of, the house guys really sucked at the boxing. They had to stay in their boxing gloves until bedtime. So, obviously, pretty much, they're in hell for the next X amount of hours that they had until bedtime. So, meaning, Cindy couldn't open up the washing machine door, so she's pretty well using her butt and her leg to open stuff up. So that was pretty humorous. Then I was trying to drink a glass of water. Emily was trying to get ice for her water bottle, but was not doing well. Bruno got the Six Alliance together and to get Dimitri's and Ike convinced that, you know, they want to keep Dylan and get out Emily at this point of the game. Emily said, we'll put him on the block. William's relationship with Kevin, we're talking about that. Dre and William were talking about the Six Alliance talking. They were just kind of talking about it. And then the vote. And then they had the vote. 9 will vote. 5 will be there to... 5 will evict the person. So, Bruno, Cindy, Netta, Jackie, Kevin, Karen, Ika, and Dimitri vote out Emily. And then, with the only vote, Dre voted for Dylan. And Emily was evicted 8-1. Emily said if Dylan can't win, she wants Bruno to win. And that's huge. That is huge. Arissa told the house guests it was a double eviction night. And then as the meeting was over, so she is now vulnerable of being voted out, evicted. And then the next person to be voted out will become the first member of the jury. They went right to the first HOH competition before or after. Arissa was going to ask questions or events that happened during the season. You have to answer before or after. If you get it wrong, you're eliminated. Last person standing will be the next HOH. If they either tie, then obviously you know what happens with the tie. And I'll talk about that in a bit. So, did Cassandra drink wine before or after throwing it in Dylan's face? The answer was before. Dimitri's and Ike was eliminated. In the balls to wall competition, did Gary score 16 before or after scoring a 19? It was after, and Dylan and Jackie were eliminated. And the highway to spell, did Gary spell sure before or after Emily and Kevin were still, after Cindy and Kevin were still, before or after Emily spelled Casty. It was after Cindy and Kevin were still in this. Everyone else was eliminated. So massive elimination there. It was a massive message. Massive elimination that went on. It was crazy. Did the house guests eat eggs before or after they ate sardines? It was after. They were both correct. Tiebreaker answer will be on the chalkboard. Closest wins. If you go over, closest to the answer will win. How many dodgeballs were thrown in the competition food fight? Cindy guessed 22, and she's like, why didn't I say 22? I should have said more. Kevin said 192. The answer was 152. Cindy wins the HOH, and I thought Kevin was closer. That's a good question. I think Kevin was closer, so I think Kevin should have been HOH. But, that's right, because he went over. So, yeah, she wins. Never mind. Yeah, she wins. So, Cindy wins HOH. First nominee was Dylan. Second nominee was Jackie. And in the POV, they must kind of unwind themselves. They're tied to, a wire, and they have to go all the way around and kind of unwind themselves enough that they can reach the button. The first to do that wins the POV. Jackie and Ike were doing well. Jackie had a big lead. And then Jackie got to her button, pressed the button, and she won the power of veto. And then Ike and Cindy talking about putting up Netta. Netta asked Cindy if she's putting her up. And not to do that, because obviously we know Cindy and Netta and Ika and Kevin and Bruno, I believe that's everybody, the Six Alliance pretty much are together, but this would be breaking up the Six Alliance This will be the end of the Six Alliance after this week, obviously, unless Bruno and Kevin make a smaller alliance with Cindy and Kevin and Bruno and maybe Dimitri. We don't know. We'll find out throughout the next week. And Nana said, we haven't lied to her. We've never lied to her. Like I said, trash about her, obviously, talking crap about her behind her back. Ika told her to put her up. Ika and Nana were arguing, a lot of yelling going on, and it was just mass chaos. Nana called her trash. The POV ceremony, Jackie used a POV on herself. Cindy decided to put up Nana, which was completely shocking because Nana is one of my picks, and now if she goes home, I'm down to two people on the block. Or not on the block, but picks, the last two picks to win this year's Season 5 of Big Brother Canada. So Cindy decided, after a long debate and being emotional, she decided to put up Nana. She hated to do that, but she did. And at Netta's speech, she said, Ika will go ruin everyone. Ika was shouting at her. So the vote, Kevin voted for Nana. William voted for Nana. Jackie for Nana. Dimitri for Nana. Bruno voted for Nana. Ika voted for Nana. She said, fuck you, Nana. And that was hilarious. That's about right for Ika. That just made me smile and laugh. And I'm thinking, okay, that's Nika. Ika swearing and cursing at people. Ika. That's what I love about Ika. And she's playing pretty hard game right now, I would think. And then Dre voted for Nana. Karen voted for Nana. And Nana was evicted 1-7. Technically, I switched it around. She was evicted 7-1. Nana came out of the house. She was emotional. She said the F word, too. She said she fucked up. Nana is, and Ika is a backstabber, stabbing so-and-so. And then, so this week, now being, oh sorry, the HOH will be all-nighter. I got to see bits and pieces of the all-nighter. It was pretty cool. I was saying on the chat there that the little side chat they have in the on the feeds, I was saying to them, I said, no, what? They should do more HOH challenges live like that. They should. It would be kind of neat. So BB Can will be, Monday will be normal, Thursday will be normal schedule as usual, but Wednesday will be a special time. I have to look at the times over on the schedule for Big Brother Canada. I believe it might be 10 p.m. Eastern due to the fact that Survivor is going to be 2 hours, so we're going to have a special Survivor podcast next Thursday. So that's about it, guys. That is the podcast for this week. I apologize for the lateness, and if I sound a little off and stressed, I got a lot riding on this week, so I apologize. I do sound very stressful at the moment, but you know what? I'll be fine. Don't worry about me. If you want to reach out on Twitter, you can follow me at Crispy on the Web. If you want to check up how I'm feeling and how I'm doing. If you are really concerned on what has been going on with me, and you know, someone say, hey, good podcast despite you being kind of off, I appreciate it. Also, if you are, you can go over to my Stitcher feed, which is now working for now, knock on wood, and that it works. But you can go give me a rating on a review on the show, and I will see you guys on the next podcast. Don't know if it'll be today. It might be today. It might be tomorrow. We'll see on my scheduling because it is now 5:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at the moment as this is wrapping up. So if it's not tonight, not up tonight, it will be up when probably in the morning. So have a good one, guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I will see you guys on the next podcast. Bye for now.